Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and this is our beautiful Monday. Amen, and I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to know that God is still, amen, in the midst of us, a nation that's full of sin, adultery, and all kind of unrighteous acts, and he's still in the midst of us making corrections so that we all can be saved, those that really want him. I had a beautiful weekend, been shutting off with him and seeking him on a lot of things, because in a day's time, amen, we don't know what's going to come up on our lives. And so if we stay before him in prayer and supplication, amen, like he said, make your requests made known unto him. Amen, and literally just go in and just tap into what he is saying, then you know for surety that you won't make any mistakes. We are talking about in the beginning, Genesis 1, we know about creation, we know about there is no Big Bang theory and there is no evolution theory. We already sum that up to know that there is not but one God, and I'm glad about it, because I don't want Satan as my God. He's trying to go around impersonating God, thinking people will resonate to him, but he's a liar. I found out that we don't have to serve him. I found out that we don't have to be a part of what he's doing. Amen. So we just ask God to move by his Spirit, to anoint my lips, amen, to anoint my mouth, amen, to speak, amen, what the Spirit is saying to the church today. I thank God for what he's doing and what he's about to do, amen, in the keeping of his people, and I love his people so much, amen. I don't have a respected person. I always said it on Blog Talk. I want to bring in clarity to the body, and I ask God to just continue the word in my mouth, amen, so that when I speak, I can speak the truth and nothing but the truth only. So, God, we ask you to go before the saints today. Keep them, protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Hey, thank you, Jesus. And let them know that, God, you're God, and besides you, there is no other. Lord God, you have literally told me that it's time out for playing games and doing everything that we can do in the world, because the wages of sin is death. And so, God, I'm asking you to lift up people up, those that need lifting up, and, Lord God, heal those that need healing and deliverance and set them free. Because we know that, God, amen, where there is liberty, my God, thank you, Jesus, my God. What can I say more, Father, but amen. We need liberty. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And it can only be obtained by you. So I'm asking you, Lord God, to continue to bless your people. In Jesus' name I pray. And we stopped off with verse 14, and let us go into verse Let's go into verse 15. I think we stopped it off at verse 14, verse 15. And the Bible say, and I always give you the scripture, then I give you the interpretation. Verses 15, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light up on the earth. And it was so. Thank you, Father God. The sun and the moon is in the expanses, a wide space or heaven produces light upon the earth, and they came into existence as God commanded them. Everything that is made by God. Amen. And I marvel at his works. I'm always in Bible, writing books or doing something, because the Bible literally tells a story. It's a timeline of stories. and it gives out pertinent information to those that really want to know about history. And history always, amen, from God speaks the truth. We got American history and all the various other kind of histories all over the world. And what history does in the world system is it takes out what it want to take out and put in what it want to put in. But God history, amen, it always speaks truth and it tells a story. God just gave me so much comfort and peace right now. I just praise him. Amen. And in the book of Genesis, the reference verses is chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Verses 15, 16, 17, and 18. And God said, let them be light. And there was light. Amen. Excuse me. Let there be light. Okay. And that was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness and let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two greater lights, the greater lights to rule the day and the lesser lights to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the lights from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Psalm 74:16 states, the light is thine. The night also is thine. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Amen. The light and the sun. The sun gives off light. Amen. The moon doesn't give light. Amen. The light from the sun, it bounces off from it bounces off and hits the moon, and that's how we get the light at the nighttime. Amen. When the earth is circling around, amen, the planet, amen, the sun itself, amen, one of the things that occur is while we on one side of the world, amen, there's darkness. On the other side, there's light. Well, the sun is literally circling around the earth. And I'm trying to get this circling around right, amen. But anyway, as it circles around, amen, the earth ram, amen, one of the things it does is on one side of the world there's light and on the other side there's darkness. What happened is when there's darkness, amen, that moon, amen, gets its radiance from the sun, amen, the light from the sun, amen, to make it not be so dark in the earth ram. Amen, praise God. So I'm trying to get what circles around what. Amen. I have to go and look at my notes or pull up some notes one because the sun circles around the moon, the earth, excuse me. Praise God. Psalms 136, 7, 8, and 9. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night. Amen, for his mercy endureth forever. And then Psalms 104:19, he appointed the moon for seasons, the sun knoweth his going down. Amen. Amen. And verse 16, and said, and God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God created the sun to control the day light and moon to control the night light. He formed or shaped the sun and moon into a circle. Amen. You know, we had one theory of people used to say that the earth was flat. Well, everything that God, amen, is created as far as the planets. If they're not a complete circle, amen, they are so close to it. And the sun and the moon and the earth and all the planets are just, they are circles. They're not flat. Amen. then the reference verses in Genesis chapter 1 would be 3, 4, 15, 16, 17, and 18. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. My God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And it was so, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. Psalm 74:16 said, the day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Psalms 136, thank you, Jesus. 7 verses 8 and 9. 136 verse 7, 8, and 9 says, to him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. He made the lights. He made the great lights. I give him glory. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 104:19-20. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This is God's works. Amen. Amen. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. And then in verse 17, and God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. You know, do anybody remember what firmaments are? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And God placed them in the expanse of the wide open space. Firmaments are wide open space. Amen. And in the wide open space, there are what you call measuring lines. Amen. And I wish that I could show you a video of what the works that I've done by the instructions of the Holy Spirit to show you how all the planets and all the earth itself is set in order. And the measuring lines keep the planets, amen, from colliding together. The scientists call them magnetic fields, but we know them as measuring lines from the Bible. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we know that the firmament is wide open spaces. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And if we look at our reference verses coming from Genesis 1, 3, 4, 14, 15, and 18, and God had a special order that he had given me to put these scriptures in order for you to comprehend, amen, what he's saying. And God said, let them be light. I always say that. Let there be light, and there, thank you, Jesus, was light. Thank you, Jesus. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens, divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Thank you, Jesus. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was so. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Then in Psalms 136:7, verses 7, 8, and 9, to him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever, the moon and stars to rule, amen, by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. I just love the word. I love God. I love God. If it wasn't for God, I'm going to tell you, saints, if it wasn't for God, I don't know where we would be. I don't even want to imagine, because of the cruelty and the nature of Satan. We really need to hold on to the things that God has given us. When you literally acquire a relationship with God, you have taken on one of the greatest one of the greatest things that you could ever accomplish in lifetime, because God has so much to offer. And he sent, Jesus literally sent the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, that would guide and teach us into all truth. And I'm telling you, when you have an abundance of wealth, amen, through the relationship that you have with him, one of the things that you will do, amen, is begin to speak that wealth out of your mouth. Wealth is greater than any finances, because your money is going to fail. Wealth from God is greater than any riches or any resources that you can obtain. Because in that wealth, amen, you will be able to understand what God did, who he is. There is no other God ever. He has always been from the time of the beginning all the way up to where we are now, all the way up to eternity. Before him, there is no other God. There is nothing in the atmosphere of the heavens or the earth or any other parts of the planets that can identify and relate to any other God as being their creator but him. And when you get a relationship with him, one of the things that you really doing is you having a fellowship, a communication, conversations, or him expressing himself, him expressing his love. When Jesus and the Holy Ghost in him, and he acquired wisdom and knowledge and prudence and all of them in the makings of the heavens and earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And one of the things that he did, amen, was he literally, they sit down and they talked and they made a decision to create us. They felt it was worthwhile to create humans to exist in the earth realm. And so they began to discuss the various issues on how the things should be. Amen. If we look inside of us, if we could understand the intricacy of what's on the inside of us, veins and arteries that carries blood, amen, the heart that pumps, amen, the blood to various other things. We are a living, literally a living epistle, amen, through the word of God and the testimonies, amen, and then our existence. Satan is defeated. He was defeated at Calvary, but he was defeated at the beginning of creation. While God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit was in the atmosphere making decisions to go in and do the things that they wanted to do concerning mankind, Satan was in heaven rebelling against God. He is one of the dirtiest entities that there ever have been in the world. He has no love for God's people. He has nothing of God in him, nor for the people. And Jesus is the one that wanted to present us to God, amen. That's one reason why Jesus stepped out of a kingdom that was vastly arrayed with nothing but kingdom glory and came into the earth realm, letting the Father know that what he had desired to give him as a gift was suitable to have. Because when Satan caused us to sin, we wasn't worthy. We became enmities. We were enemies with God. And because of Jesus knowing what he had desired for the Father and what he had planned was faultless until Satan messed it up, Jesus came and died for us. Now, you can listen to what I'm saying or you can turn your radio off, but one of these things that I can say is that when I speak to you, I'm going to speak to you in truth. Before I was formed in my mother's womb, I was called. And I want to do a teaching eventually on our calling and our election, amen, and making it sure and making it known, amen. Because a lot of us, we say we're ministers, and we say we're pastors and teachers and prophets and evangelists. And God did call us. But at the same time, if you don't stick close to God, if you don't walk in that relationship, he'll say many are called but few are chosen. And those that are chosen, amen, I'm going to tell you another thing. They go through suffering. They go through persecution. They go through battles. They go through all kinds of things. And it's going to be left up to them whether they're going to stay with God or give up. And I'm going to tell you, the wisest thing that you could ever do is not give up, but continue to keep your vow and continue to press in there, because this is a pressing way. And this devil is fighting on every hand. But make for sure that if you stay with God and keep that covenant relationship, then your whole household will be saved. Because when Satan starts after you, he wants your children, he wants your finances, he wants all your stuff. He even made that comment that he wants your stuff. And everything that we have belongs to God. But while Jesus was doing this, Jesus loved us, and God loved us so much. That's why I said John 1:1, for God so loved the world. Amen. He loved us. He loved what they had done, that he literally gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal, everlasting life. So we, as the body of Christ, when we say we are called and chosen to do the will of God, don't let nothing shipwreck your relationship with God. But go in when you have problems and issues in your life. Go in and pray to him. Call upon him. Tell him. Tell him your most innermost feelings, your hurts, your joys. Amen. Everything that goes on, because he's the only one that can resolve it. The Bible said we don't contend against flesh and blood. Amen. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But our enemies, it's in the atmosphere, it's in the stratosphere, it's in the heavens, that try to seek and cause much damage to our life and our children. And it actually occurs when you literally step out the will of God. That's why I do a check every morning. I do a check on myself every morning. God, am I still with you? Is everything all right? Am I doing what's right? What is it? I don't point the finger at nobody. I don't fight against nobody. The only thing that I try to do is explain to them the word of God, because it means so much to me to be able to help them. The most damage I do is to myself when the enemy try to fight against me, because he comes against me, and I can't stand him. I hate him. I hate his presence. I hate his deception. And I want to teach, do a lot of teaching on spiritual warfare in that essence, and what the enemy is literally trying to do to us, and what he does, and what he can accomplish. Because he accomplishes a lot, amen, because he's a thief. And he'll steal from you in a minute. Now, I'm a witness to that. And I can just literally teach for hours on the wickedness of this devil. I've seen so much. I've seen so much great hurt to great men and women, amen, that only wanted to speak the truth in somebody's life. I want you to know that we must be about our Father's business. We must do the will of God. We as the body of Christ is the most disorganized people there is in the world. The Muslims, they have certain times they go and pray. They have certain times that they have put down everything, even their jobs, so that they can go before Satan. And we as the body of Christ, all we do is fight against each other or try to end up hurting each other some kind of way. And not knowing that everybody has been fitted together, jointly fitted together in Christ in order to edify, in order to build up, in order to help one another. I don't click with people because I know how things are with people. Humans are very fickle. They are very, very fickle. But at the same time, there are certain saints that I love to click up with. I love to fool with. I love to be around. I love to talk to, because I know that we're not going to do anything but talk about Jesus or pray. I don't gossip. I don't fit into nobody's arena. I don't butt in, click up just to say that I'm a part of somebody's ministry. But I literally fall out before God and I pray for people and I do everything. I do everything I can to help people. My mind is made up. When God called me, he didn't call me as one that was educated. He said, take the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Amen. I'm not an excellent reader. My vision is very bad because the enemy trying to put sugar diabetes on me, so I can't see half of the time. Then my age got a lot to do with it. But if I could help you any kind of way, I'd give you my last. I have helped so many ministries. And that's not bragging. That's just the point of my love for God and his people. I've given them all kind of gifts of whatever. Amen. And I didn't look for anything in return. But I want to be an example of righteousness in the earth realm. And that's what God has called me to do. Before I got on Blog Talk today, I said, God, you know, I repent, you know. And I don't want to hurt nobody. If I don't understand a thing, I usually take it to God. And then I wait on a timely manner for him to answer me. And if I've learned if he don't answer me, then everything is okay. Then I've learned that if he answers me, he's telling me something so that he can help me and benefit my ministry and his purpose for my life. And then I like that fellowship. I like to step under him because what a multitude of God's counsel is, there's safety. And so I do call the saints and I do ask the saints for prayer, those that I trust in and believe in, because I know that there is safety. Amen. And then, like I said, I don't click up because I don't want to follow nobody's ministry. I don't want to pattern after nobody and steal notes or take notes or do anything as far as their ministry is concerned and then apply it to mine, because, see, I got a Holy Ghost. And he tells me everything. That's why I'm reading some stuff right now from what he's telling me and what he told me how to go in and research. Oh, I praise him today. And I just want the body of Christ to know that, you know, follow God and get with the right saints. Everybody that say they of God, they're not of God. But those that are of God, you know them. Because I'm going to tell you, they are very few, and they're very humble, and they're very trustworthy. and you can depend on them. And I've gotten, it's a lot of people I can say that are so precious in my life. And, I could call their names out. Carmen, amen, Prophetess Carmen. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle Cross, Prophet James and Prophet Morgan, Pastor Isabel Vasquez, amen. Prophetess Gail, and thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's so many of them. It's so many of them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle Gibson, amen, and his family, and thank you, Jesus. And it's so many of them I can call out. But these people are, thank you, Jesus, Angel Space, and it's just so many of them, and so many of them I have met. And I want to thank them for being the people that God has called forth in ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's just, you know, I want nothing but good for God's people. And I extend out my love to these people that have literally stood in the gap and prayed for me and talked to me and ministered to me and had relationship with me, because I value their relationship. I had a dream this morning, and then I'm going to let you go, and we're going to pick up on verse 18, amen, on next week. Amen. I was in the midst of some people, and there was a young man that I was given a word of prophecy. And after I gave them this man the word of prophecy, there was a man that was standing on side of me, and he began to say, that wasn't right, and all that. That wasn't true prophecy, and all of that kind of stuff. And the man that was, I think he was like over whoever he was over. This man was a great man, and he was. This man was God, and he said every time that Barbara has prophesied, she has always prophesied the truth. Amen. And when she give a word of prophecy, it's true. And so the other man, I got to teach her, I got to help her. And I told him, I say, you don't have to teach me anything, because I know I hear from God. And so God was telling me, every time there is a heavenly vision, and you hear the truth, he said, believe the truth instead of those that speak lies. The one that said I was speaking and prophesying accurate, amen, was God. The man that was on side of me saying that he got to help me and all that kind of stuff was Satan. And what he had tried to do was try to make me feel that my prophecies wasn't right, or he was trying to make me believe in him and his lies. And I didn't believe him, because, see, I have a divine relationship with God, and when God speaks, I know his voice. He speaks to me audibly, and not only do he speak to me audibly, but he comes to me in visions and dreams. And so I knew it was Satan, so I say, you ain't got to help me do nothing. And I resisted him. And the Bible said when you resist him, he'll flee, because he comes in with various entrapments. And he comes in to try to overthrow what God has given you so that you can walk in error, and then the people won't believe you. But when you stand up on God's word, when you have that relationship with God, when you believe God and you step out on faith, and you believe God, everything that you believe will come to pass. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when you prophesize to somebody, when you prophesize to somebody, and they think that you are, what you said, prophesying or telling a lie because it didn't come to pass when they felt it didn't come to pass, then a lot of times people have to look at what's going on in their lives that's bringing forth the diverse issues that causes you not to receive your blessings. And I want to give you a teaching on what is true prophecy and then how to deal with prophecy once it's gone out. Because a lot of times when we get prophecy, one of the things that we do, if it don't come when we want it, we begin to talk down the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist. Or when we get prophecy and it's true and it don't fit into what you want it to fit into, then one of the things that you will do is you will try to deny or ignore the fact that this prophecy is true because it's messing up your plans. And that's a strategy that men do. And that's why in the dream, what I seen was a strategy that Satan was trying to do to try to cause me not to want the truth or want the people to want the truth and end up receiving a lie. But God told me, say, everything that you speak will come to pass. Everything that you have spoken will come to pass. I prophesied to a bishop in Houston, Texas. Amen. And this man's church was messed up in the Hurricane Katrina. Amen. And it was bad weather down there. And he had lost his whole church. And I gave him a word of prophecy and told him what God say. And I give God the glory. Amen. And he was concerned. They were delayed. They couldn't get the building that they wanted built. Even after I had given the word of prophecy, the building was delayed because they were going through so many red tapes. Amen. But when I gave him the word of prophecy before he had started building on the building and trying to get the red tapes, amen, 5 years later, this man is in that brand new edifice, amen, preaching the gospel. And this is not a young man. He's an old pastor, but he's one of the greatest men in the Houston, Texas area. And his name is Bishop Taylor. You can walk up to him and tell him, ask him, did a woman give you a word, a prophecy about your building? Amen. And you got it? And he'll tell you, yeah, she did. That was me. And I'm not saying it to put emphasis on me. I'm saying it to put emphasis on God. God wants his people to know the truth because we're in the end times. Amen. And Saints, Jesus is soon to come. And Satan is doing everything he can to tear down ministries, to tear down peoples, to break their hearts, to make them walk in disappointment, to cause them to be saddened at all points and all times. And it's up for us to believe in what God is saying. That's all I'm saying. And step out on it. Don't hold back. Jesus told me if they hear or forbear, you tell them the truth anyway. That's why I named my program. The Holy Ghost literally told me to name my program, The Spirit of Truth Broadcast. And I named it that because of what the Holy Spirit told me, because he said, you got to walk in truth. You going to walk in truth. There's no other way for you to walk but in truth because I call you forth. And so, Saints, I'm telling you, whatever God has appointed for your life, whatever God has chosen you to do, utilize every space in order to tell the people what thus said the Lord, because everything that you have, everything that you can give the body is needed because of the wickedness of Satan. Now, I just praise God, but I have to put all that in and tell you, you are valuable. You're worth more than rubies or gold or any kind of precious stones or any kind of houses or cars or anything. So many of us were going through, like over in Haiti, the earthquake. They don't know how many. It's way over 50,000 people are dead today. We can be snuffed out in a minute over in America. We have earthquakes over here, but we also have terrorists that come in and try to do things. And I had given you information in, right after Easter about the things that was going to hit the earth realm. The prophecy that I gave you was accurate. You seeing now the things that are happening in the earth. And we gonna have to have agape love for the body of Christ. I have to have agape love even for myself. Because I'm telling you, within a day's time, the enemy can fight you so much that you don't even want to love your own self. We got to have agape love for Israel. Israel needs our help. And I told you the last time, if you don't plant seeds in my ministry, it's fine. But go to somewhere where you know that Israel, amen, is connected to these ministries and plant seeds in their ministries so that they can help Israel. Don't reject God. Don't reject my cries today. I'm saying this all for the glory of God. I'm saying this all for the will of God. Saints, we need to help one another. We need to love one another. We need to forgive one another. We need to understand one another. We need to know who is who in the spirit realm. We need to know who's who in our everyday lives so that we won't crush one another. Because I'm telling you, once you crush a rose, it's bruised. And once the spirit is bruised, it's hard for that spirit to get back up again. Saints, let us love one another. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. 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 I give God all honor and praise. I bless his name today. Amen. So we're going to pick up on verse 18. Praise God on Monday. Y'all have a great day. I just love the Lord. I've given my life to him. I love the Lord. God bless y'all.